Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, hello, hello. Today, I want to get kind of right into it because something that's been coming up over and over and over and over and over in my life and almost every single person I've talked to, because I've been talking to a lot of women in the past couple of weeks who feel stuck and are wanting to change their lives and move forward in a different direction. And what I find is the majority of people know what they don't want. A lot of people even know what they do want. But yet they stay stuck in a situation that they know is not serving their highest good, in a situation that they're not happy with. And yet they don't take action to move out of it. Why is that? It's fear. Every single person at some level that feels stuck has some fears or limiting beliefs around fear that are holding them back. The four most common ones being fear of failure and mistakes, fear of not being good enough or not being worthy, fear of releasing money or investing money, and fear of what other people will think. Those are the four most common and most debilitating fears I see in most people. And it holds everyone back from getting where they want to be, right? Because what is fear at the end of the day? All it is a mechanism that our ego uses to keep us safe in our comfort zone. So our ego likes to keep us safe in this little bubble where we feel totally comfortable. And it traps us in this little bubble by surrounding that bubble with fears and doubts and imaginations of what could go wrong. And in order to escape our bubble, we have to move through those fears and doubts and anxieties about what could go wrong. And what happens when you do that? You feel extremely uncomfortable. It does not feel comfortable to face those fears. But that's what it takes to get out of that bubble of your comfort zone, to get out of that bubble of safety, because to our ego, failure or embarrassment or shame or whatever it might be is equal to death. It's like the worst thing in the world, and our ego will do whatever it can to keep us where we are. And that includes self-sabotage. That includes negative self-talk. That includes procrastination. That includes sabotaging our relationships. It includes sabotaging our career plans. The list goes on. All of that, all of those problems at a base level, it all comes down to one of those or all of those four fears. It's absolutely debilitating. But what happens when you can actually face the fear? When you can acknowledge the fear and move through it anyway, that is taking your power back. Taking your power back from your ego and not allowing those fears to actually control your life. Because a lot of people think that fear is something to shy away from, but in reality, fear is what you need to move towards. In life, you should be moving towards what not only brings you extreme excitement, but also brings you fear and discomfort. Because if you don't feel fear in whatever it is that you're doing, you're not doing something that matters enough or makes enough impact or challenges you enough. If you don't feel fear, you're doing something wrong. If you feel comfortable every single day, that's great. But that's not where the magic happens. Fulfillment doesn't come from comfort. Fulfillment doesn't come from safety. And that's why we have this epidemic of so many people who are comfortable and they have a routine and they have this monotony that goes on in their life. But they're safe and they're comfortable. But they're not fulfilled and they're not living a life aligned with their values and they're not truly happy or satisfied. And yet they can't get out of this monotonous cycle. Because they look at fear and the unknown as something to be avoided, when in reality, the unknown is where the magic happens. And if you've been listening to my podcast or following me on Instagram or social media, you know that I talk a lot about surrendering to the flow of the universe. And what does that really mean? What that really means is taking those leaps and knowing that the universe is there to catch you. It's moving into the unknown. It's cutting away the safety net. It's taking risks and embracing the fear, embracing the failure, embracing the possible embarrassment, embracing the possible judgments, embracing the idea that you need to release the money. You need to give in order to grow. And it's counterintuitive because it's not what society teaches us. Society teaches us that you need to have a safety net. You need to know the plan for your life. You need to know everything, and you always need to have a plan. People always ask you, what's your plan? What's your plan for the next year? What kind of jobs are you going to apply for? Where is your career going? Where do you see yourself in 10 years? And it's great to have vision. It's great to have goals. But when we try to control everything, we're blocking the flow of what is actually better for us from coming into our lives. And that's what's so wrong with having this strict timeline for our lives. You need to be married by 28 and have a fulfilling career by 35 and, you know, be promoted by 40 and going on luxury vacations by 45. And you need to have kids by, you know, the end of your 30s, whatever it might be, this timeline, this strict timeline. You need to buy a house by the time you're 32, whatever it is. It's holding us back from what is actually better for us in our lives. And who's giving us this timeline? Society, right? And are the people who create this timeline actually happy when you follow this timeline? Yeah, some people are. But when you make this timeline the basis of your entire life, you are blocking everything else that could possibly be flowing your way that is so much better than what this timeline looks like. Because there are an infinite number of timelines that this reality holds for us. There's not just one that's right. There's an infinite number. And so many people think that where they are isn't good enough because their timeline doesn't line up with the timeline that society tells us is success. When in reality, oftentimes the timeline that's actually going to bring you fulfillment looks like a roller coaster. And it has a lot of fear, a lot of doubt, a lot of risk taking, and a lot of unknown. But that's when you truly give up your fears and your anxieties and your need to control to the universe. The universe can deliver to you what you could never even imagine. If you're so stuck on the idea of what your life needs to look like, there's so many things that could happen in your life that are so amazing you can't even imagine them. And when you think the only way your life can go is the way you have in your head, you're literally blocking all of the other things that you can't even imagine but are actually better for you. Because we always believe that we know best for our lives, but in reality, we don't. We know how we want to feel, but we don't always know the best way to bring that feeling into our lives, to bring that fulfillment and that joy and that love. And so what does having all of this fear do? We're scared of leaving the timeline. We're scared of leaving our comfort zones. We're scared of leaving the safety and the plan behind. And that keeps us from taking action towards what we actually want in our lives. How many people do you know who have had huge dreams but never took any step forward, right? I mean, all of us have dreams, whether it's wanting to create a charity or write a book or start a business. Everyone has a dream or a vision of some sort, and most people never take any action because of fear. And then this inaction breeds more fear and more anxiety. Because inaction is the basis of so much anxiety in our lives, our everyday lives. And you're not living in alignment with your values. You're not living in alignment with what your higher self wants for you. And you're not taking any steps or any action towards moving in that direction. It creates this deep-seated anxiety because we have this feeling that we know we're meant for more. We know we're here to do more than we're doing right now. But we're not taking any action, or we don't have the clarity as to where to go or what action to take, or being held back by fear and doubts. And that breeds more and more anxiety as you continue to live a life out of alignment with your purpose and your own values. And one thing that holds so many people back is this whole, I don't have clarity around what action I want to take, or I might do it wrong, or I'm not good enough to do it, or what if I make a mistake? Messy action is better than no action. Take any action, even if it ends up being quote unquote the wrong action, that action is going to bring you clarity and the polarity to see what you actually want and the experience and the lessons that you need to level up to the next level in your own life. And the biggest mistake you can ever make is taking no action out of fear. It's so much better to take really messy action and maybe to fail a few times. Because this isn't about us. When you let fear hold you back from aligning with your authentic self, you're holding something beautiful back from the world. We all are here with unique gifts and capabilities to bring to the world and with a unique inner soul purpose. And when you're not aligning with that purpose, you're not aligning with your authentic self, with your highest self, you're holding back the impact you're here to make. Whether that's a direct or indirect impact, you cannot make the impact that you're here to make if you're not aligned with the highest version of who you truly are. If you're not taking action and aligning yourself with your values and what feels good for you. So when you look at it that way, what are a couple mistakes, a couple failures, a couple embarrassments? What a small price that is to pay for the impact you can make when you move through that. Because we all have that ability. That is why we're here, to raise the vibration of this planet, to spread love and light. And you cannot do that when you're not living the life that you are here to live. So when you're letting fear and doubt stop you, when you're letting this idea of embarrassment or failure, or it's not about you. This is you allowing all of that to hold back what you are here to do, all of the help that you can give, the people you can inspire, the lives you can impact, the people who need what you have to offer, the people who need you as your authentic shining self, the people that you would impact, because you will. When we step into our authentic light, we make the impact we're here to make. No one changed the world or impacted lives by being too scared to write the book that they had in their head, or to start the podcast or the YouTube video, or to start the business or whatever it might be. You can't make any impact by not trying. The way you make an impact is by feeling terrified, doing it anyway, failing a bunch of times, but eventually getting there. Because in this life, you're going to feel discomfort no matter what. And you can either feel the discomfort of living a mediocre life that doesn't bring you fulfillment, but staying safe and comfortable. Or you can feel the discomfort of taking risks and leaping into the unknown and failing a few times, but then actually having that potential to create the life you desire and make the impact that you're here to make. So which discomfort are you okay with? The discomfort of the unknown or the discomfort of the unfulfillment? Because if you don't do anything, nothing will change. So ask yourself, if I don't do anything, what will my life look like in 5 years? If I don't make this investment or work through this fear of failure and take action anyway? And then ask yourself, what am I holding back from the world? What is it that I am potentially holding back from the world, the people who need what I have to offer? Because I'm too worried that my first podcast is going to be low quality, or my first YouTube video is going to be awkward, or my first time singing in front of people, I'm going to mess up the lyrics. Or if I spend money and invest in my business or invest in my own growth, it might not come back. But if you're not investing that money, you're not going to get the growth you need to move forward, and then you're going to be in the same place, right where you were before, without the money and without the growth. If you don't start that podcast or that YouTube video or that business you're thinking about and potentially fail a few times and make that mistake, you're never going to get to the other side. You're never going to get the lessons or the growth that you needed to become successful. So I'm going to go in a little bit deeper into some of these beliefs. So the fear of failure, if that is one of your biggest fears, you need to reframe what failure is. It means you have the limiting belief that failure and mistakes are bad. So an activity for this, find a failure that you've had in your life that you consider to be a failure. Write whatever the event was at the top of a piece of paper. And then I want you to journal, like brain dump, on all of the ways that this benefited your life. So for example, maybe you failed in a business venture and you lost a lot of money and time. What were the lessons that you learned? Who were the people that you met? Right? Just because that door closed, what doors opened because of it? When I look back at my past business failures, if I had been successful, I would have never learned the lessons I needed, never had the growth I needed, and never pursued the current business that I am working in, which is changing the lives of hundreds of people, right? Like I'm able to impact and touch so many lives. And if I had been successful in my very first business venture 3-4 years ago, I wouldn't be where I am now. If I hadn't experienced the rock bottom of failure over and over and over, I wouldn't have what I need to make the impact now. What doors did that failure open for you that you might not have realized? If you can't find the positive in it yet, if it was recent, write down 10 ways that this could potentially serve you in your life. So reframe what failure truly means, because when you're able to embrace it as a dear friend and invite it into your life, knowing that it brings you the growth and the lessons you need, you take the power back in your own life. Because in each experience, there's only two options. We're either going to get the results we were looking for or the lesson that we needed in order for the universe to deliver something better for us. And then the next one, the fear of not being good enough. This one usually has a huge, huge, huge beginning in our childhood. And so a lot of the work around this is going back to when this belief started and reframing it, because in reality, all events are neutral. Everything that happens to us is neutral. And then our mind creates a story around the event, right? So maybe, for example, let's say you had a crush on someone as a kid and you sent them a text and they didn't respond to you. And you made up a story that I am not good enough, I am not worthy of love. When in reality, that is just one of a million different interpretations of the event. But you chose to believe the story that I am not good enough, and that then strengthen throughout the rest of your life, because our subconscious mind looks for any proof to back up the belief system that we have chosen for ourselves. Because yes, you choose your own belief system. So look at an event where you felt not good enough. Maybe it was a partner who made you feel not good enough, or a parent or a friend, or a situation where you couldn't live up to your own standards. Look at this event as neutral and ask yourself, what are the other interpretations of this event? What are the other stories that I could tell myself? One of the stories you can tell yourself is I'm not good enough. One of the stories you could also tell yourself is that this crush that I texted, his phone broke and he couldn't text me back. Or he's seeing someone else. Or he's going through something in his life where he's not in the place to be talking to someone. Or maybe he did see me as not good enough for him. But just because one person sees me through their own lens of reality as not good enough does not mean that me as a person, that I am not good enough. Because each person is seeing life through their own belief system. Or maybe they have their own limiting belief system. Maybe they don't believe they're worthy of love, and that's self-sabotage for them. There's 10 million different ways you could go about any situation. Everyone is experiencing life through their own limiting belief system. So when you feel not good enough, ask yourself, what are the other interpretations of this event that is making me feel not good enough? Because that is simply a story that I'm telling myself, when in fact the event itself was neutral. When you feel not good enough to try something, remember, you don't need to be an expert to help someone who's one step behind you. And when you stop trying because you feel not good enough, you're holding back what you have that can help someone else. Or you're holding back that example. Maybe someone out there is feeling down on themselves and all they need is to see you try, and that gives them the inspiration to try something themselves. You don't even realize it sometimes, the impact that you can make just by being an example, even if you fall flat on your face. Because in reality, there's no such thing as not being good enough. You were born good enough. You were born worthy. The only thing that makes you feel not good enough is your belief system about yourself, the story in your mind that you tell yourself about your life. But the good thing is you can change that story anytime you want because it's just a story that you are telling yourself. There is no one in this world who can make you feel not worthy or not good enough. It is only your thoughts about a situation with someone else that then makes you feel not worthy or not good enough. Even if someone literally says to you, you are not good enough, they are still seeing life through their own reality, through their own lens of limiting beliefs. What they say about you actually has nothing to do with you at all. But what does have to do with you is the story you tell yourself about what happened. Do you say, yes, they said I'm not good enough, therefore I'm not good enough? Or do you say, they have expectations that are so high no one could ever meet them? They have their own idea of what not good enough looks like, but that doesn't actually mean that I am not good enough. They are projecting their own limiting beliefs onto me so that they don't have to face them themselves, right? A million explanations. I go really, really, really deep into this in my mentorship course, so I could talk about this for hours because this is huge, probably the biggest one that most people struggle with. But I would start with that. If this is something that's holding you back, start reframing those situations and look for other interpretations. All right, the next one is fear of releasing money, fear of letting money go. If you have anxiety around investing money in yourself, investing money in your business, investing money in something that's in alignment with your own growth, this comes from a lack mindset. This comes from the limiting belief that money is limited, money is scarce, what I spend does not come back to me. When in reality, you receive what you give energetically, and money is just energy. We all have a relationship with money, just like we do with humans, just like we do with animals. It's all energy. And as the law of attraction states, if you know anything about it, you receive what you give. So when you give abundantly with love and gratitude, you receive abundantly. When you hold on to every penny, fitting into the idea that money is scarce and limited, and when you let go of it, it doesn't come back, that is a situation that you are magnifying in your life. When you focus on the lack, when you focus on limitations, that is what you attract, and you keep yourself in lack and in this limited state. And this is why I invest in myself always when it feels uncomfortable and awkward and scary, when it doesn't quote unquote fit my current financial situation. And it's every time my investments in myself get bigger and bigger and bigger as I personally grow, as my business grows. I'm always making investments that make me feel uncomfortable. And as my business grows, the investments get bigger. And every single time I invest, knowing that the money that I spend in alignment with my own values will multiply and come back to me. And every single time it does. And every single time I feel the fear, and every single time I reframe it. When you're terrified of spending money that you know is going to lead you where you need to be, and so you hold on to that money because you need to save it, right? And then where are you? You're in the same place. You still feel like you don't have enough money, but you're not making more because you haven't invested in your growth or your business. And you continue to stay in a state of lack. And it's counterintuitive because it's not what society teaches us. But you need to invest in yourself. When I started investing in myself about a year ago, my business exploded and my life transformed at an literally faster than I can even explain. And I've now looked back, I probably invested more than 10 grand in the past less than a year, like 8-9 months, on myself, on self-development, on self-growth. And I would not be where I am if that had never happened. And because of it, every single time the money has come back tripled. Whether it's the next day, whether it's the next month, whether it's 3 months later, it always comes back multiplied. Because when I spend it, I come from an abundant mindset of knowing that it's coming back to me. The fear of letting go of money is huge in our society. We learn to see money through this fear-based lens. But in reality, money is unlimited. There's unlimited ways it can flow into your life. There's an unlimited amount of money you can receive when you become a vibrational match for it. And you do this by having a loving relationship with money. So what I highly recommend, if you have a lot of fear around releasing money, I know I've recommended this before on some live trainings, but it works so well. Go buy a coffee or something, whatever you feel comfortable, and tip 100% or tip more than 100% and notice how you feel. Regardless of service, this has nothing to do with the kind of service you receive. I could do another episode on tipping. I should, because tipping has nothing to do with the service you receive and everything to do with your relationship with money. This is why I tip minimum 25% everywhere I go. Amazing service, 30, 40, even 50%. And every once in a while, I tip 100. Try it and see how you feel. And then watch that money come back to you. Because when you do this from a state of love, that energy will always flow back to you. And this is going to help you feel abundant and start to really truly understand and trust that the money you put out into the world with love comes back to you. And I don't mean you can go to the bar and spend $200 on tequila shots and say, oh, the money's coming back. Because is that in alignment with your values? Is that in alignment with your higher self? Is that an investment in yourself? Are you growing who you are as a person? Are you growing your business? Are you helping others? No, that would be an egoic purchase. But when you make purchases in alignment with your values, when you intuitively know that this feels right, even when it logically feels wrong, those are the moments when you know the money is coming back. Those are the moments when I have been the most terrified in my life, just about to invest thousands of dollars in my growth or in my business, and knowing that I'm not in the financial place, quote unquote, right, in terms of society to be spending that money, but I invest it anyway, and over and over and over, it pays me back. Over and over and over, I feel terrified, but I do it anyway, with the comfort of knowing that it's coming back to me and the universe has my back, and every time it does. All right, the number four, the other belief was the fear of what people think. This one has a lot to do with fear of failure, because a lot of people feel like if they fail, fall flat on their face, they're embarrassed by what their friends and family might think or what their coworkers might think, whoever it is. When in reality, no one knows what is best for us. Like I said before, everyone is seeing life through their own reality. Everyone is giving us advice through what their vision for their own life looks like. So I always say, don't listen to advice from anyone you wouldn't want to trade lives with. Don't listen to the judgments of anyone you wouldn't want to trade lives with, even if you love them dearly and look up to them. If they don't have the exact life that you want, you would never take their advice, because they don't see life through your eyes. It's like everyone is wearing their own goggles with the lenses of their own belief systems. And if people think you're silly, they think you're crazy, so what? So think about, because like I said, no one has the ability to harm you or hurt you or lessen your worth. It's only your thoughts about that person. So if you decide to believe that what others think of me does not matter, doesn't affect my own worthiness, that is your choice, and you can choose to believe that it doesn't matter. And even if you feel like it does matter, remember, all a belief is a repeated thought pattern. So if you remind yourself over and over, their thoughts cannot harm me, only my thoughts about their thoughts can, you're taking your power back just by acknowledging that. Only my thoughts about their thoughts can harm me. And to be completely honest, the ones who judge us, the ones who think we're silly, they are the ones who will be supporting you when you have the success. They're the ones who will be asking you how you did it. They're the ones who will be looking up to you, even if it's your loved ones right now. I know what it's like to have people close to you not approve of what you're doing or not understand. But once again, you have to understand that even friends and family, when they don't approve of what we're doing or they think we're crazy or they make fun of you, it's coming truly from a place of love. Because in their eyes, what success looks like is not what it looks like in your eyes. And they cannot see your life from your perspective. Remember, you are in control of your reality. You are in control of your thoughts. You are in control of your beliefs. You are in control of the story you tell yourself. And you're in control of the way you want to live your life. No one else can control that. No one else can tell you what to think or tell you what beliefs you need to believe. Someone can tell you over and over you're not good enough, but it can affect you if you choose not to believe that interpretation. When you acknowledge that you're the creator of your thoughts, the creator of your belief system, the creator of your reality, you take your power back. when you acknowledge that sometimes you have to surrender control and leap into the unknown, and when you can acknowledge that it's okay to not know where your life is going, that it's okay to not know if something's going to work out, that it's okay to be terrified. I have never made a decision or had an experience in my life that truly impacted my life and moved me forward where I didn't feel absolutely terrified. I was terrified to release my first podcast. I was terrified to release my first course. I was terrified to do my first one-on-one coaching session. I was terrified to make my first investment in myself, to hire my first mentor, my first coach, my first course, every single one of those. I was terrified every single time. I was terrified when I spent almost all the money I had in my bank account on a money mindset course. I knew I needed it, but I was terrified, and that course transformed my entire life. I'm still terrified of the things that I plan to take on in the next few months. But that fear does not stop me. It fuels me because I know when I feel terrified, I am making the leap outside of my comfort zone. And when you take that leap into the unknown, the universe will catch you, even if you're falling longer than feels comfortable. The universe will catch you. So ask yourself, once again, what discomfort are you okay with? The discomfort of staying where you are, but feeling comfortable and safe? Or the discomfort of leaping into the unknown and having no freaking idea where it might take you, but knowing where it could potentially lead? Our ego likes to tell us, but what if you fail? But what if it doesn't work? But what if the money doesn't come back? But what if it does? Maybe not the first time, maybe not the second time, maybe not even the third, fourth, fifth, sixth time, but it does. It will. And as soon as you're able to embrace that, embrace the failure, embrace the fear, embrace the unknown, embrace the fact that you could be wrong, you could make mistakes, you might look silly. As soon as you take control and realize that none of that can ever hurt you, then you have the ability to create the life of your wildest dreams. No one ever created the life of their wildest dreams without facing a shit ton of fear and failure and spending and investing a lot more money than they ever felt comfortable investing in themselves. You will never create the life you're dreaming of by staying where you feel safe. That is all. I hope this inspires at least a few of you to take some messy, messy action and to move forward and challenge yourself to feel the discomfort and do it anyway.